Greetings and God bless you. We are the generals and the boss prophets, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly word of supernatural empowerment.
We decree that by the power of God, that what you are about to hear will shift you into your new season. Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
But I'm here to just talk to you. One of the things that I love to talk about, through wisdom, he has taught me honor. Through his revelation, he has taught me the language of honor. So, Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for the opportunity to be able to come before your people, come before your precious sons and daughters, and share what's on your heart. For whatever I'm about to share, God, I know you are equipping them for a successful and prosperous lifestyle, whether it be in the ministry, in the church, in their personal life, or in their workplace. This is something that is universal. This is a universal language and one that pleases you the most. So, Heavenly Father, I pray that their hearts be open to receive, their mindsets be set for an attitude of teaching and learning. Let them become a student of your word even at this very hour, and not just be hearers of your word, but be doers also. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This line is being recorded. So if you are in a place of your employment or somewhere driving and you can't take notes, it is being recorded. It will be up on the website. As soon as we discontinue or hang up from the line, it will be on the website for you to listen back. But for those of you all that are at home, that are able to take notes, I implore you right now to get something to write on. Matter of fact, I encourage you all throughout today or tomorrow to go to Dollar Tree or go to a 99-cent store and invest in your life by buying a journal, by buying a pen, by buying a pencil. Because I come to find out that God really does like us to write down things. Hence, even one of the major scriptures that we quote, write the vision, make it plain. That was something that's so important to God. He wants us to write down our vision. He wants to write down. God, like I spoke earlier, he's speaking all the time. God is speaking all the time. But what I've come to find out through trial and error and doing a survey of other elect people that I've spoken to, I come to find out that God will speak to you more when he knows you're going to write down what he's saying.
Amen.
I know that because there was a season in my life, because I'm not a journaler. I'm not a diary keeper. I'm a talker. I'd rather just speak and get it over with. I don't have the patience to write it all down. I can talk faster than I can when I write. Matter of fact, when I was in college and even in high school, I used to try and persuade my professors and my teachers to make my midterms or my finals oratory. I said, I'd rather take it orally than instead of writing it down on a piece of paper. I feel like I can communicate it, my passion, a lot better. And they were very persuaded. Some of them even let me. And I was able, of course, mine had to be a little bit harder because I got to speak and not write it down. But that was the power of persuasion. But I love to speak rather than write. So there was a season where I said, okay, I'll write it down, Lord. And I remember when during that time, God would give me dreams. I would wake up out of my dreams. I would be able to write it down. God spoke to me throughout the day. He would speak through people. And I'm like, oh, I got to write this down. Different things I would record, different happenings, different breakthroughs, different blessings. And then I
got to where
a few years ago, I was like, I'm tired of writing. Oh, I'm just so through with it. I just want to talk. I'd just rather do it that way. And I stopped writing. And do you not know that some of the breakthrough knowledge and geniusness that God had for me, it kind of slowed down? And I said, well, God, I'm still here. But God said, but do you care enough to keep it in your remembrance by writing it down? You see, because a lot of times through life throughout the day, you think you'll remember, but if you don't write it down, you'll forget it. If you don't write it down, it's hard to go back to it and prove God's word against time. God, you gave me something like that. Let me go back to my journal. And you flip six pages backwards and you say, wow, you gave this to me at 10:45 a.m. on Monday, January 19, 2015. You're able to keep track of God's proof of his hand in your life. So I want to invite you to invest in your life by recording what's going on in your life. You'll notice that God will speak to you a lot more when you take the time to write down what he has to say.
Amen.
That's a sign of respect and honor. When a king speaks to you, let me tell you something, you don't want to forget what he said. When a king speaks to you, the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you want to record every ounce of information, for that might be that God invention that will
Amen.
Bring you that breakthrough. That might be that entrepreneur idea. That might be the solution to one of your greatest problems that you have been up against. So for those of you all, I've been talking because I wanted you all to go and find that piece of paper, find that pencil so that you can go for it on today and take notes. I'm not going to be before you long because what I have to talk about is surely something that I'm going to continue to preach on for the years to come. Apostle Andrew and I speak strongly on this. We preach, we teach it, we train in it, and that is the law of honor. I want to talk to you about the law of honor. I want you to understand that the law of honor is so important to God. It's, matter of fact, one of the most important things that you can learn to be prosperous both in the supernatural and earthly realm. When you can master the law of honor, you are setting yourself up for prosperity. You are setting yourself up for success. Do you not know that every sin on earth is a sin of dishonor? Sometimes we don't think of it like that.
That's right.
We just think of honor is honor, and then sin is sin. It's different. But no, it's either hot or cold. It's not lukewarm with God. It's either you're honoring him or you are dishonoring him. You are honoring him by working and moving in his righteousness, or if you choose to rebel, then you are moving in dishonor, which is sin. Even if you consider the Ten Commandments, you can deal with, like, the first four. They deal with honoring God. And if you break it up, the last six deal with honoring people.
That's right, honor
the
man.
The commandments, if you want to really, really, really break it down, I know it talks about all several subjects and different things, but if you go to the essence of every commandment, it's nothing but honor. It's nothing but honor.
Amen.
Honor is different from wisdom. Honor is different from
Amen.
Wisdom. Honor is different from wisdom. Honor tells you basically right from wrong. Wisdom, I mean, tells you basically how to differentiate between right and wrong. Honor is the willingness to reward somebody for their difference. So let me break that down. So if I have wisdom, which you all have wisdom too, some of you all can grow into even a higher level of wisdom if you want it. Like I said, if you're attracted to it, if you value it, if you honor it, I'm attracted to wisdom. I value wisdom. I respect wisdom. I sow into wisdom. Sometimes people sow because they want a car, they want more money, they want all types of other things. But I sow specifically for wisdom sometimes. I lay my seed, $1,000, $1,100, $12,000. I lay it down because I say, Lord, give me more of your wisdom. Now, does the Bible say that if you anyone lack wisdom, let him ask, he'll give it? Yes, he does. But I do believe that there are certain mantles of wisdom. You can ask for wisdom and God will give it to you freely. But when you want to move in the anointing of wisdom, I think you should pay for it.
That's right.
I think there should be
Amen.
A sacrifice.
Yes,
anybody
that's
can
right.
move in wisdom. You teach your children wisdom what is right from wrong. Talking to strangers, you may say at a young age is wrong. You're teaching them how to differentiate between right and wrong. People I know are right. People who I do not know are wrong. I should not take candy from a stranger. I should not lie. That's wrong. But I should always tell the truth. You raise your children or your niece and nephew in the knowledge of wisdom. So it's easy to operate in wisdom, but when you want to move in the anointing, when you want to carry the mantle of wisdom, then
yes,
a sacrifice
Lord.
Must be laid down. So I value it. And because of that, God has given me the wisdom of how to understand right and wrong. So once you operate in the basics of wisdom of what is right, what is wrong, you're able to say, okay, this individual does not move in the true righteousness of God, but this one does. Once you're able to differentiate between those two, then honor steps in. And honor begins the willingness to reward somebody for their difference. You got to recognize, because a lot of people in the body of Christ are getting it wrong. They're following after every wind of doctrine. They're following after some wolves who are in sheep calling because they don't have wisdom. They can't try the Spirit by the Spirit. So because they don't have wisdom and they don't understand what is evil and what is good, what is righteousness and what is not of God, they're honoring the wrong person. They're rewarding the enemy, the adversary. But when you operate in the wisdom of God and you're able to decipher what is right, what is wrong, then you're able to honor that somebody for their difference. Who in your life, rhetorical question, who in your life have you discerned through wisdom and has made, either right or left, right or wrong, has made that process of knowing who's good for your life and who isn't, who's helped you in this life and who hasn't, who's gave you an arm or leg up and who's kicked you back down. When you can go through your life and assess relationships in your life, whether it be with your children, your spouse, family members, coworkers, supervisors, when you look at all the different types of relationships that you have, now you can go forward and honor and say, okay, who can I reward? How can I honor them for being that different? Because the law of honor is the most important law on earth. Honor is not an anointing, a miracle, nor an answer to prayer. So honor isn't something that miraculously happens in your life. You can't sow and say, Lord, I want to be honorable. I'm sowing it. It's not that. It doesn't work like that. It's a personal choice. God gives you a personal choice on how you can honor, how you can celebrate the distinctive difference in another person. And do you not know that because of the law of honor so important to God, he made it a seed? Honor is a qualifying seed. Write it down. Honor is a qualifying seed. I could talk about this because I'm passionate about it. I could talk about this for hours, days, weeks. I could preach on this every Sunday and not get tired. I could talk on honor, wisdom, knowledge all the days of my life and come with fresh revelation each time.
Yes, yes, Lord.
But I just wanted to sow into you how important honor is. Honor is a qualifying seed. Honor is the seed for access into any environment on earth. Did you know that?
Come on now, amen.
Honor is the seed for access into any environment on earth. Honor decides who will reward you. Wow. Did you know that? That honor is a seed. And as a reward for sowing honor, you get a reward for that. So the reward that you receive is ultimately dependent on who you've chosen to honor. See, because honor grows in every environment. It doesn't matter. You can't just say, well, I honor my apostles, they pray, and we thank you for your honor. I honor my apostle April and apostle Andrew, and we thank you for your honor. But you can't dishonor us and then dishonor your spouse. You can't honor us and then dishonor your children. You can't honor us and then dishonor your supervisor or your grandmother or your coworker. Because honor, God has promised, will grow in
amen. Amen.
Your environment.
Amen.
Your home, It will grow in the environment of your church, but it will also grow in the environment of your workplace. It will grow in the environment of your grandmother's house. It will grow in the environment of the neighbor across the street whose dog you walk because they just broke their knee. Honor will grow if you sow it in the grocery store and honor somebody that you know always works there and they've been very courteous to you. Honor will grow if you tell, let me talk to the manager. Matter of fact, I've done that many times.
Amen. Good teaching.
If I have a local grocery store and I see somebody for the smallest thing and they've helped me. Matter of fact, it was. I do it all the time, but I'll pull out this example. We were in Walmart. This was back when we were in Fleming Island, Florida. And we went to Walmart around 1 a.m. Yeah, 1 a.m. because we were just getting out of our Friday night service, and we held long. We would talk to people after the service and counsel people. So by the time we got back home, it was around 1 a.m. And I said, well, I really want to get something from Walmart because I don't want to leave out early in the morning on Saturday because I want to kind of rest in. So we went. I was looking for one product. I couldn't find it, and I knew they had it. And I didn't ask anybody for help. I was going to look for it myself. But somebody came by. They was actually in another aisle. And they said, ma'am, I saw you walk by looking like you were looking for something. And I said, well, this is what I'm looking for, product ABC. And she said, well, we normally keep it here. She walked to the aisle where they normally keep it. She said, I don't see it, but I guarantee we'll probably have it in the back. She said, can you stay right here for a minute? I said, are you sure it's not a problem? I'll get something else. She said, no, just if you can wait for a few minutes, I'll be right back. I waited for a few minutes. Do you not know she came back with a dolly? And on the dolly, she had four boxes full of the product that I needed. She said, can you get as many as you need out of these boxes? I said, all I needed was one. And she brought
over
100 of them.
Amen.
But I was so floored by that she would go to the trouble of me just wanting one small product, and she went to the back of the store and got four boxes. And they were big boxes, too. I couldn't just let that, what she just gave me. I had a seed of gratitude, because I'll talk about that later at a different time. There's a seed of gratitude. Gratitude is the seed for receiving more. Gratitude is the seed for receiving more. So I was so thankful for her that I said, you know what? I'm going to bless her. She can't receive money. That's their policy. I can't just throw money into her, but I said I could definitely highlight her to her manager. So what I did, I didn't want her to know because I knew she would say, oh, you don't have to do that. So I left. I thanked her. Matter of fact, I gave her a hug. And I walked up a few aisles, and I talked to another store associate, and I said, can I talk to your manager, please? And I said it very sternly, like I was displeased. So the associate looked kind of bug-eyed, like, oh, man, what did I do? And I said, please, go and get your manager. And maybe a few minutes later, the manager came back, and I said, listen, this isn't anything bad, because the manager looked like, oh, man, who's this at 1 in the morning complaining about something? So as soon as they saw me, they looked a little bit like, oh, here we go again. But I assured the manager, I said, no, I wanted to get you out here quickly, but it isn't anything that I'm complaining about. Matter of fact, I want to show praise. And I walked her to the aisle of the associate, and I said, her. I said, let me tell you what she just did. And I sung her praises, and I honored her.
Pastor Maria.
I honored her before her
manager. Amen.
That's what you do when
Amen.
You sow seeds of honor. And guess what? From my seed of honor, because I told you, honor grows in every environment, even in a grocery store. Because I sowed that seed of honor, you never know how that seed will be watered and how it will grow for that individual because I planted a seed of honor for that employee. You never know, that person could have been on the verge of a promotion, and because of this act of highlight, it was all she needed to be pushed over to be able to get a better shift if she wanted not to work overnight or to get a promotion and maybe be assistant manager or whatever it is. You just never know, but God says, all you got to know is that it will grow in every environment. In every single season of your life, honor will grow. Honor is the willingness to magnify difference instead of the weakness. Oftentimes in our life, we look at ourselves and we see what we don't like about ourselves. Some of you all, we are not all born the same and equal. It's just a fact. Some of us, we're born with better controlled environments. not being exposed to a lot of street violence. Some of us have been born in poverty. Some of us, we are born in this earth with a silver spoon in our mouth, as we say it. So there might be things about your life that you don't like and that you consider a weakness. Oh, I didn't have the best upbringing. My father wasn't around. My mama was a coke crackhead. Oh, I didn't know my parents. I was adopted. I was raped as a child. There are a lot of bad things that people go through as they are grown or as they are growing in this life. There are a lot of flaws that we may say the reason why we are not as smart because I didn't grow up in the best neighborhood with the best schools. So there are a lot of things, a lot of handicaps that we put on ourselves or because of just the conditions we were born that we consider them flaws. But did you not know that flaws are a divine design, not a human choice? Because a lot of us, if we had our choice, we wouldn't have been born in the families maybe that we were born in. We may have been born in another country. We may have been born with a family with more money or more influence and all of that other stuff. But we can agree that your weaknesses are undeniable. Your weaknesses you cannot deny. We all have weaknesses. I have weaknesses. Apostle Andrew Smith has weaknesses. You all have weaknesses in one form, fashion, sense of another. But do you not know that the way your weaknesses work is that they often disguise your greatness? Because we highlight and focus on our flaws and we focus on some of our weaknesses, that it disguises the greatness that God has in us. Every bloodline and every family has a history of dysfunction. Get over it. Yes, it is just the truth. So, you know, it's kind of like you're asking yourself about your background. Is it sane? Sometimes you even ask yourself or say to yourself that you've been robbed of excellence because you have the lack of education. But, like I told you, that the law of honor is a choice. Honor is a choice. You have the decision even right now to embrace the law of honor. And do you not
Amen.
Know that the law of honor, hear this very well as you take note, the law of honor can compensate for whatever you lack genetically. Wow. Wow.
Man,
wow.
Man.
You didn't even know it was that deep. You thought because you have a low IQ, so you say, or because you haven't been raised, or you had to drop out, raised in a private school environment, or because you had to drop out of college, or you didn't have your GED, or you feel like you're undereducated. But God said, even now, you can sow a seed of honor. And it says that the law of honor can compensate for whatever you lack genetically. If you study the law of honor around you, if you sow honor as a seed of respect and of recognition, honor will compensate and silence all the doubts about every other weakness in your life. Honor will take you further than genius and all your experiences in life.
We know this word has supernaturally empowered you for this week. Now is the time to place your angels on an assignment. Yes, your angels. It is time to take authority and now decree what you want to manifest for you and your family on this week. Plant your seed in supernatural fertile ground today. And you activate this word and make it supernaturally manifest by sowing your money seeds. The more you sow, the more miracles will begin to flow into your hands. Your palms will be filled up with overflow by visiting our website at www.kci.world. That's www.kci.world, not .org, not .com, for we are worldwide where there is always something supernaturally happening. Again, that's www.kci.world. We are speaking life over you and your family, and we are excited about your now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name. This has been your weekly word of supernatural empowerment from the Generals.